Could you please read the next item?
Item 997, request of Maggie Portland Homeless Town Hall to address council regarding housing and social services.
Good morning, welcome.
Hi, I'm hoping you'll find your way to a few extra seconds today. Okay, so...
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Maggie Portland Homeless Town Hall. So the contractors, the housing contractors, advertise online to the general population. And what that does is it makes this Home Forward flyer that goes to shelters and people who are aging disabled, who are marginalized by gender or race, it turns this flyer into fraud because the contractors are allowed through a federal loophole to have their own decide who goes into their housing. And it turns out that the housing specialists are not going around trying to find out who's got an open spot to get their clients into contractor housing. And it turns out that according to the Government Accountability Office and according to this area, specifically to this area, not just the nation, they are off their targets by 67 to 90% in terms of subsidized housing, increasing the equity and their numbers, and getting disabled, aging, LGBTQ and race and immigrant minorities in increasing the equity into this subsidized housing. So Ted, you know, I think this is charlatanism right here, because it takes all of us. He takes this, his campaign manager takes this down to the Downtown Association. They're not taking this out to the shelters and saying, hey, you homeless people, come and tell us how it is. No, they have Ted go up and give a 10-minute opening address, and then they have a pre-selected homeless person, formerly homeless person, who's going to say how wonderful all the contractors are who are going to present that day.
Who is the who you're talking about? Excuse me.
So,
that's a finish, and then we can ask questions. Thank you.
Somebody has a question?
No, I'd like you to finish, and then we'll take questions.
So what happens is, in shelter housing, you have MRSA, you have other infectious diseases, you've got TB, you've got pneumonia, you've got scabies, hepatitis, meningitis, bed bugs, lice, and fleas, and in the case of safes, no access to laundry or entire bathrooms with disabled access shut down. And the staff have come in with no infectious disease training or CPR training, and sometimes they're actually homeless people who have been living in their cars, or former heroin addicts, or former alcoholics, or who are being hired as staff member for disabled people. So that leaves a lot of people going out to sleep on the streets, because in the shelters there's rampant theft, there's bullying on the part of staff and residents. And what happened to a guy last night was there's an epidemic of people stealing stuff while they're sleeping, even though the Ninth Circuit says it's okay for them to sleep there. And I think that the neighborhood associations have organized an outlaw vigilante thing.
Thank you, Maggie. Commissioner Hardesty has a question for you.
Allowed by you,
Maggie,
guys,
you need to stop talking now, please, and ask Commissioner
online.
Maggie, you need to let Commissioner Hardesty ask her question.
So if you want to continue to talk,
order.
I have a question, Maggie. I have a question. You've been all over the board. My question is very specific to the allegations about a particular housing operation that I believe you said is run by Home Forward. Mm-hmm. Could you go back and succinctly tell me what the issue is in this Home Forward property?
Okay, so here's my thing here. So These contractors advertise online to the general population that they have housing.
So who is the contractor that you're referring to?
These are a list of 15 contractors with 18 wait lists.
And they advertise online for what?
These contractors will advertise online while also these shelter contractors and housing specialists who are paid by the government and work for the shelters also have their shelter participants apply through this program. But this is an empty exercise because these contractors can cherry pick out who they don't want, which would be medically fragile disabled people, formerly incarcerated nonviolent people, migrants, race, gender, LGBTQ.
Maggie, you say this a lot, right? Mm-hmm. That there are these people out there that are not doing the work that they are contracted to do.
Right.
So my question is, have you talked to Home Forward? Have you gone to their oversight committee?
Well,
because that's where, right, the contract comes from. Have you mm-hmm. spoken to them? Have you written them?
Yeah, when I first started going to the county board meetings where Deborah Cafori is, and I've been to some joint office of homelessness
so that's the
meetings.
County. And yeah. I'm actually referring to the
Home Forward.
Home Forward.
And they've been at some of the meetings or the county board meetings.
The answer is no. You haven't actually gone directly to the people that you believe are abusing their services.
Well, I would like the representatives to go to them because I feel that I have no power except to, like, go and report to federal HHS, which I've done, and they've actually pulled advertising offline. They actually have done it before where they've gone in and they've pulled advertising offline, you know, where they've said, you know, we have housing available.
Okay, and targeted Maggie, I'm going to stop you because I don't think that we're going to resolve your issues that you have today around all the stuff that you presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
But that one piece, if you'd mm-hmm. be kind enough to leave that piece of paper at my mm-hmm. office,
okay.
I will have Angelita follow up
okay.
and find out if there's something to all the stuff that you've presented to us today.
Right, because
that one piece.
Okay, the housing specialists are telling me
that's all the time we have now.
Yeah, your time is up, and I thank you very much because I know that this is near and dear to your heart. So this is not intended to be disrespectful to you,
okay.
but we also have time certain items that we must get to today, and I just want to. Your time is up. You've used well more than your 3 minutes, but just know that I greatly appreciate the passion that you bring to this topic, because quite frankly, it is freezing cold out there right now, and my heart breaks for all the people who are sleeping on our streets. So know that we care about this. We care
Thank
about
you.
This, but we can't do this today. Thank you. I will follow up. Leave that document at my desk, and we'll follow up. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. Next item, please, Carla.